and welcome to Program Notes for your North Carolina Symphony, an exclusive production of the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. I'll be reading the program notes for all of the Classical Music Series concerts by the North Carolina Symphony for the 2019 season. The program notes I'm reading today are for the performance by the North Carolina Symphony at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, May 28th at Temple Church in New Bern, North Carolina, and at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, May 29th in Lee Auditorium at Pinecrest High School in Southern Pines. The performances will be conducted by North Carolina Symphony Associate Conductor Wesley Schultz. The program on this performance will include the following. The North Carolina Symphony comes on the stage to perform an outdoor overture by Aaron Copland. That will be followed by music by Anatoly Liadov, The Enchanted Lake, Opus 62, and then The Hebrides Overture, Opus 26, from Fingal's Cave by Felix Mendelssohn. Then, following the intermission, the North Carolina Symphony returns to the stage with music by Ludwig von Beethoven, a selection from Symphony No. 6 in F Major, Opus 68. That, of course, is the Pastoral Symphony. That will be followed by Forest Murmurs from Siegfried by Richard Wagner. And finally on the program, a selection from Sketches from Pinehurst by Terry Mazesco. Now I'll begin our reading of symphony notes. The North Carolina Symphony comes onto the stage to perform an outdoor adventure by Aaron Copland. Copland was born November 14, 1900, in Brooklyn, New York. He died December 2, 1990, in Sleepy Hollow, New York. This work was composed in 1938. The first performance was December 16, 1938, at New York High School of Music and Art Orchestra. Alexander Richter was the conductor. Now here is the overview. In the mid-1930s, Copland began to feel an increasing dissatisfaction with the relationship between the music-loving public and the living composer. To reach a wider audience, he started simplifying his style and making it more accessible. The first work in this more popular vein was El Salon, Mexico, in 1936. Well, this commitment to reach a wider audience also extended his interest in young people and their education. The result was an outdoor overture composed in 1938 for the midwinter concert of the school orchestra of the High School of Music Art in New York. Copland wrote, "The overture owes its existence to the persuasive powers of the school orchestra conductor, Mr. Alexander Richter. He explained to me that my work was to be the opening gun in a long-term campaign that the High School of Music and Art planned to undertake with the slogan, American Music for American Youth. As it turned out, the composition was an overture definitely optimistic in tone. Mr. Richter pointed out that it had been an open-air quality. Together, we hit upon the title. Now here's what to listen for. The overture emphasizes the winds and percussion and is a modern extension of the Sunday afternoon in the park music that was popular on every bandstand across the country. Listeners familiar with Copland will recognize some of the composer's characteristic musical signatures in the open fourths, fifths, and octaves. The instrumentation for this work is as follows: for piccolo, two flutes, two oboes, two clarinets, two bassoons, four horns, two trumpets, three trombones, timpani, percussion, piano, celesta, and strings. Next, the North Carolina Symphony performs The Enchanted Lake, Opus 62, by Anatoly Liadov. Liadov was born May 12, 1855, in St. Petersburg. He died August 28, 1914, in Polinovka, near Novgorod, in Russia. The work was composed in 1908 and 1909. The first performance was February 21, 1909, in St. Petersburg, and it was conducted by the composer himself. Here is the overview. A teacher at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, Liadov was musically conservative, objecting to even the most minor innovations. He dismissed Sergei Prokofiev, his most prominent student, as unteachable. Well, like his colleague Rimsky-Korsakov, Liadov loved Russian fairy tales, as reflected in the tone poems Kikamora and Baba Yaga. But the atmospheric Volshebnoye Ozero, the Enchanted Lake, is different. Liadov described it to a friend as a fairy tale scene without a specific program. Here's a quote. "How picturesque it is, how clear the multitude of stars hovering over the mysteries of the deep. But above all, no entreaties and no complaints, only nature, cold, malevolent, and fantastic as a fairy tale. One has to feel the change of the colors, the chiaroscuro, the incessantly changeable stillness and seeming immobility." Here's what to listen for in this work. Unlike the program notes by many composers for their own compositions, Liadov's hit the nail on the head. For this piece, he employs all the classical orchestral tone painting tropes, the basses and pianissimo timpani for cold malevolence, the harp and shimmering ostinato strings for water music, and the plaintive oboe. The instrumentation for this work is as follows. It's for three flutes, two oboes, three clarinets, two bassoons, four horns, timpani, percussion, harp, celesta, and strings. Next on this concert, the North Carolina Symphony performs the Hebrides Overture, Opus 26, called Fingal's Cave. This is by Felix Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn was born February 3, 1809, in Hamburg. He died November 4, 1847, in Leipzig. The work was composed between 1830 and 1832, the first performance May 14, 1832, in London at the Royal Philharmonic Society Orchestra, conducted by the composer. Now, here is the overview. Fingal's Cave is one of these spectacular caves at sea level in the basalt rocks of Staffa Island, one of the Hebrides group, located off the west coast of Scotland. Mendelssohn visited the islands with a side trip to the cave as part of an extended conducting and vacation tour in 1929. The murmuring sound of the waves and the echoes within the cave immediately inspired him with a musical idea that became the opening bars of the Hebrides Overture. During this same trip, Mendelssohn also conceived the musical ideas for the Third Symphony, the Scottish Symphony. Passages of the overture, particularly the handling of the themes and the darkness of mood and orchestral color, foreshadow the symphony, which premiered 13 years later. Now here's what to listen for. The predominating form for a concert overture during Mendelssohn's time was the sonata allegro structure of a full symphony movement. Mendelssohn finished the overture in Rome in December 1830. He was, however, dissatisfied with the development section, which underwent extensive revisions before the premiere in London in May 1832. The opening theme, as well as the broad second theme, is calm and rhapsodic, but the middle development section contains the threat of a storm. The overture ends with a gentle fading of the opening theme. The instrumentation for this work is as follows: two flutes, two oboes, two clarinets, two bassoons, two horns, two trumpets, timpani, and strings. Following the intermission, the North Carolina Symphony comes onto the stage to perform a selection from Symphony No. 6 in F major, Opus 68, the Pastoral Symphony by Ludwig von Beethoven. Beethoven was born December 1770 in Bonn, and he died March 26, 1827 in Vienna. This work was composed in 1808, the first performance December 22, 1808, at the Theater an der Wien in Vienna, and that was conducted by the composer himself. Now here is the overview. While many of Beethoven's symphonies broke new ground, the Sixth is both innovative, as it prefigures the Romantic tone poems, and traditional. Beethoven and his audience were readily able to attach literary, emotional, or extra-musical concepts to his music. His Wellington's Victory was the latest in a long tradition of musical battles dating back to the Renaissance. And, of course, there were musical models for many of the images in the symphony. Vivaldi's Four Seasons and bucolic Christmas pastorals with bagpipe drones, as in Handel's Messiah or Corelli's Christmas Concerto. Not to mention an extensive vocabulary of rhetorical musical figures from the Baroque, bird calls, and other tone painting devices. Beethoven seemed to be searching for something different, an ideal way to portray nature. Any painting, if it carried too far in instrumental music, loses expressive quality. The overall content, consisting of more feelings than of tone paintings, will be recognized even without further description, he wrote in his sketchbook while working on the Sixth Symphony. This and other notes to himself as he worked reveal the symphony as more than a sentimental outpouring. Here was another of the composer's creative challenges to be met in the context of his trajectory of self-fulfillment as an artist. The instrumentation for Beethoven's Sixth Symphony is as follows: piccolo, two flutes, two oboes, two clarinets, two bassoons, two horns, two trumpets, two trombones, timpani, and strings. Next, the North Carolina Symphony performs The Forest Murmurs from Siegfried by Richard Wagner. Wagner was born May 22, 1813, in Leipzig, and he died February 13, 1883, in Venice. The work was composed in 1857, and the first performance August 16, 1876, at the Beirut Festspielhaus. Hans Richter was the conductor. Now here is the overview. Richard Wagner's four operas that together make up The Ring of the Nibelungs, Das Rheingold, Die Walküre, Siegfried, and Götterdämmerung, comprise probably the most massive musical creation ever composed. It was also one of the most influential for musical development at the end of the 19th and early 20th centuries, not least in the expansion of the orchestra and orchestration. Here's what to listen for. The rustling of the trees and the bird calls of the deep forest surround the hero, Siegfried, who has just forged a magic sword and run away from his cruel master and guardian. As he rests in the forest, one of the bird calls is played by the flute. The instrumentation for this work is as follows: for piccolo, two flutes, two oboes, two clarinets, two bassoons, four horns, two trumpets, three trombones, tuba, timpani, percussion, and strings. And the North Carolina Symphony concludes this concert with a selection from Sketches from Pinehurst by Terry Mazzesco, who was born in 1946 in Morehead City, North Carolina. This work was composed in 2004 and 2005, and the first performance was April 2005 in Southern Pines, North Carolina, with the North Carolina Symphony, Grant Llewellyn conducting. Here is the overview. A native of eastern North Carolina, retired bass trombonist Terry Mazzesco is one of North Carolina Symphony's homegrown composers. In addition to his 43 years in the back row of the orchestra, Mazzesco has taught trombone at Duke, UNC Chapel Hill, and St. Augustine's College. He holds a bachelor's degree from East Carolina University, not in trombone, but in composition and theory. Sketches from Pinehurst is cinematic and melodic in style, reminiscent of the American sound of Aaron Copland, and often drawn from traditional and folk sources. The Highland Suite, for example, is based on Scotch-Irish melodies from Appalachia. His orchestral works are a cross between suites and tone poems with evocative musical imagery. The commission to honor the history of the village of Pinehurst and its founder, James Walker Tufts, was the brainchild of Grant Llewellyn, hatched during a luncheon in Pinehurst. It was also intended to honor the 2005 U.S. Open Golf Tournament to be held there. A musical work honoring a golf community and tournament is a strange commission for a composer who has stepped only twice in his life on a golf course, including once when the car he was riding in got stranded in a snowstorm. But composers don't turn down commissions. The instrumentation for this work is as follows: for piccolo, two flutes, two oboes, English horn, two clarinets, two bassoons, four horns, three trumpets, three trombones, tuba, timpani, percussion, harp, and strings. These symphony notes were written and copyrighted in 2019 by Joseph and Elizabeth Kahn. You have been listening to Program Notes for your North Carolina Symphony, an exclusive production of the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I will be reading all of the program notes for the classical music series of the North Carolina Symphony for the remainder of the 2019 season. This program is available on demand as a podcast on the day before each concert series and will be available for the remainder of the concert season. I'm George Douglas. Thank you for joining me. We sincerely hope that listening to Symphony Notes will enhance your enjoyment of your North Carolina Symphony. Goodbye until next time.